box.
Oh, look at that. A nice doe right outside the window. I could literally tackle that thing from up here. Damn it.
Hey, you know what?
I'm not going to see a single deer this season.
Nope.
Damn it.
Nope. You know why he's there? Staring at you, laughing? Because he knows you can't do anything.
I'm waiting for the buck to come following. Where's he at? If I see a buck, I'm jumping out this window and taking it down. I got a scissors in there. I'm going to stab it in the neck with the scissors.
You're going to jail then. You're going to jail.
Give me a damn deer. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock with Hunter.
Hey, good morning, man. Good morning.
We got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. Who is growing? And you know what? They want to grow with you. If you're interested in a career with Specialite, hit them up. They'd love to see you and grow their team with you as the company grows. So check them out. Okay, so the presidential election took place yesterday. We've been seeing the numbers come in. It's not over yet. They're still tallying votes, doing the electoral votes. You need 270 to win. I believe Joe Biden is like 238 or something like that, or whatever.
Any hanging chads in
hanging
the situation?
Chads. I believe that is the only political reference you can make. Is that
that's about it?
So we're not worried about that. What I want to know is your presidential slogan. What would your 2020 presidential slogan be? We hear them all. It's the no-nonsense politician that you want serving you today, or I'm going to get my hands dirty for you. Let's fix the damn roads. All of that. You know what I mean? Like, these slogans that they latch on to that, you know, people rally around, I guess is the best way I can describe it.
Mine How about
would
this
be,
one?
You got one? Go. I want to hear yours.
Brock and Hunter, 2020. 3-day weekends, every weekend.
Oh, dude, we would be voted. It would be 100% us, 100% us.
You're so lopsided, bro.
It'd be insane. It'd be the most lopsided win ever. Yeah, these guys are morons. But hey, 3-day weekends,
that's
man.
That's a pretty damn good idea. Yeah, I think everybody could hop on board with that, huh?
I think so. I think we'd win for that one. My presidential campaign slogan for 2020. Obviously, you're vice president, for sure. It'd be Brock and Hunter, 2020. That's it.
I was waiting for something. No, that would be funny, too. You'd be up there at the podium.
We'd save a fortune on banner space. Because, look, if all you gotta put is on a little, I mean, you're going to save a fortune. You're going to save a fortune on printing costs.
We already kind of have a slogan, and it's up in the studio right now, Brock. If you look above the door
that's
to
right.
the left of the...
Yeah. Brock and Hunter, 2020. Good enough.
That's seriously what we had the SS Good Enough, that cardboard boat that didn't float.
And that was the only thing that survived. I'm like, that's our mantra right there. That is our slogan. And to be fair, right now, that is all I'm looking for. Like, just good enough. All right, can we just get someone that's good enough to just kind of just keep everything afloat, for God's sakes?
At least steer the ship in the right direction. Yeah. You don't have to go into the direction.
The ship may be on fire, okay? We may have lost power in one of the motors, but can you just get us back to port and we'll be all right?
I don't know, man. That ship is looking like the Titanic right now, man.
There's guys
falling off the top, hitting their legs on the propellers.
There's the band is playing, you know, I don't know why. Good Lord. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. You can comment on Facebook. What would your 2020 presidential slogan be? It can be anything. We just want to hear something good or bad. Maybe it's a good one. Maybe it's a bad one. We'll figure it out. We're going to take a break. We got more when we come back. Stick around. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Well, good morning.
I'll tell you what. He'd be a good president.
What?
John Candy from Uncle Buck.
I thought you were going to say Tone Lock. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. Anyway, good morning.
Tone Loke, by the way.
Tone Lock, Tone Loke, whatever. Whatever. You guys and your hippie-hoppy music. It is time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. What would your 2020 presidential slogan be? Reno said, Republican Party, Democratic Party, birthday party, bachelor party. It's all the same. The House and the Senate make the rules. I just want to be the poster child for the next 4 years. Hey, that's not a bad one.
That's a good answer.
Just be honest with the big look. Just let me hang out for a while. I promise I won't do anything stupid. I'll just make sure everything just kind of, that's what he said. Just someone to drive the ship.
How about Brock and Hunter 2020? Let it rain.
Let it rain. The Rainmakers. Rick's 2020 presidential slogan would be, don't call me a boomer and get the hell off my lawn. All right. Let's see. Macy's 2020 presidential campaign slogan would be, live long and prosper. I wonder if you could get the rights to that. You know?
Yeah. It'd be a good one.
Yeah. Let's see.
It's got to be a tough thing to come up, you know, like legit.
It's got
to
be catchy. Yeah, it's got to be catchy. You know? People got to. Ben said, "We're all effed, so let's drink beer and smoke a blunt." Ben, 2020.
You gotta get some votes, bro.
You probably get a decent amount of votes at this point, but you'd get a decent amount at this point. Let's see. Robert's 2020 campaign slogan: "I can't eff it up any worse."
Hey, you know what?
That's a good one. I'd vote for that guy. I'd be like, that's true. Look at this guy. All right. He's not going to make it worse. I mean, he's not going to make it better, but it ain't going to get worse. I guess that's all we're looking for.
Can't get any worse, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it could, but.
Let's see. Whitley said, let the purge begin. That would be his 2020 campaign slogan.
I'm waiting for that horn to go off.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It kind of feels like it some days, doesn't it? Just a little
it does.
Bit, you know, a little bit purgy out there, certain points.
It is. Especially that first day it got dark early. I'm like, what's going on? Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. God. Is it the purge? Oh, no, wait. It's daylight savings. That's all it is. We'll end with Randy's. Randy's 2020 campaign slogan, F around and find out. Randy, 2020.
And find out. Is he going to punch somebody in the nose?
Yeah, F around, find out. Hey, who are you voting for? I'm voting for that guy who said, like, F around and find out. I think that'd be a good one. Oh, okay, yeah. I'm voting for him, too.
He just socks some chump in the nose.
I just want to see a presidential debate where one of the guys gets so fed up, he walks over and fights the other guy. Like, they're like, oh, damn! He uppercutted him,
Buzz Aldrin? He fights people,
yeah,
dude.
There you go. I'd vote for Buzz, man. The guy was on the freaking moon.
Yeah.
God sakes. Yeah,
he knows a thing or two.
Hey, he peed on the moon. That's the kind of guy I want in the White House. It'd be great. All right. We're going to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show coming up. Stick around.